Hey, welcome to the Strongpreneur Nation podcast, where we help entrepreneurs build stronger lives and businesses. Okay, it's time to get real, and we got to talk about what's going on here. Today we're going to talk about focus. A lot of crazy things happening in my world, and so today, as an example of talking about focus, we're going to look at me, my life, my business a little bit. And I'm going to get real with this podcast here about what's been going on behind the scenes. And I think if you just kick back and listen, the moral of the story here will be for you that it's not good to chase two rabbits, okay? Because when you do that, you're not going to chase either one. That's an old proverb. If you chase two rabbits, you will catch neither one. Because think about it. If you're chasing two rabbits, what are the odds that they're going to be tied together running the same direction? Probably not very good. So they're going to run in opposite directions. It's going to be near impossible to catch both of them. And so if you focus on one of those rabbits, your chances of catching it will be much better. So we're going to talk about that today a little bit. And I'm just going to share with you what's been happening with the podcast here and some things that are going to be changing here like right now. So there you go. So let me give you a situational recap of the Strongpreneur Nation podcast. So it originally was a term that I used to describe contractors and service business owners that were slugging away, kicking butt in their contracting business. That's where the term Strongpreneur originated in my business a while back. And then I opened it up when I started the Strongpreneur Nation podcast. And to any entrepreneur that really wanted to get stronger in their life or business. And a lot of times we do that as business owners because we see opportunities in front of us and people tell us, oh, you should do this and do that. And you listen and you, whatever, you just do stupid crap like I did. And even though the Strongpreneur Nation podcast has been opened up to any entrepreneur that wants to build a stronger life and business, and I believe has a lot of potential in that arena, there's been some struggles on my end. And some of those struggles have been just, it's more stressful for me. And what's happening is, you know, for those of you that don't know, my main business is over at motorhard.com, where I coach business, contractor business owners, and service business owners. So that's my main gig. That's who I work with. That's who I speak to. I do group and one-on-one coaching and create tons of content for contractors. That's my background. If you know that, we'll get into that another time, but you can also see that at motorhard.com. And so the stress level has been, I've had a foot in that world, more than a foot, but foot and a half. And then I've had what's supposed to be a lot of focus in the Strongpreneur Nation podcast world, which is outside of the contracting world. And it just personally has caused me some lack of focus and some stress because it's harder for me to create content for both sides because I find my brain going back and forth between two different worlds. And, you know, maybe somebody could see how it could work clearly, but for me, I've been slugging away with it for over a year now, and it's just time to make some changes. And so the other struggle has been is the lack of value to those who come to me for this community for help. Because if I'm not my best, if I'm not focused and I'm chasing two rabbits, I'm not going to be my best for you. And so that's how those two basic brands, you know, the Motor Hard and the Strongpreneur Nation, were really affecting me personally. And some of the products of that are I'm not having fun. And I've had a hard time being totally myself on the Strongpreneur Nation podcast because I live most of my life, 95% of my life in the contractor world, and then I try to switch gears and when I come and talk about mainstream entrepreneurship and things like that. And so just wasn't having a good time. And so I also found myself dragging my feet on doing what I know needs to be done with creating content and lining up guests that add value and things like that. So here's the deal. Moving forward, man, this has been a work in progress. And those that are kind of, you know, close to me know how many conversations we've had and how many hours we've spent on the phone with my team trying to work through all this stuff. And I, bottom line is, guys, I needed to pick a rabbit. I had to pick one. And it's tough. It's tough, you know, when you feel you have several opportunities in front of you. I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but maybe as a contractor, you're really good at a few different things, but you got to pick a rabbit at some point, right? So I tried on my own to motor through this, but I finally got smart, really got a lot of input from the people that are closest to me and on my team. You know, people like my wife, my buddy Neil, Travis, who is my podcast guy, who makes all this stuff happen for you and brings in the cranking guitars. Let's hear some guitars right now, Travis. Right now, come on. I love that sound. Okay, you know, Ryan Mickler over at Order a Man has become a good friend of mine over the last few months, and you know, Ryan has been instrumental in helping me pick a rabbit, and his mastermind group over there and things like that. So, and then my assistant Roz. So all these people have been instrumental in helping me. Really smacking me upside the head and saying, dude, you got to do a contractor focused show. And they've all been saying that in one way or the other. They've all been telling me to pick a rabbit for some time, but I'm stubborn because when it comes to our own businesses, you guys, you see, you don't see things as clearly as other people might see it. And so that's why I wanted to share that with you today, that, you know, all of us from time to time have these moments in our business where we're going to have to get focused, we're going to have to get clear, and if we're ever going to move on and do bigger and better things. And so listen, I understand that some of you that are listening right now might not be contractors or service business owners, and you are still 100% welcome, and I super appreciate you hanging out here and listening to our guests and things like that. But going forward, the show is going to be contractor-focused. It's going to help. We're really going to look for ways to help contractors build uncommon businesses. Help these, you know, let's be better as contractors and service business owners. Now, my guests will be people I feel that are going to add the most to the lives of contractors. Some of the guests might be contractors, some not. I believe every guest I've had onto the show up until this point has honestly brought something that a contractor can use. So that's what's going on with that. You can get more over at the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group. That's going to be the same as it has been, where most of the interaction in that group is contractor-focused anyway, and that's our private mastermind. Head over there, and you can jump in and get part of that free private Facebook group mastermind that we have going on. So listen, today, drum roll. Okay. I want to welcome you to the Strongpreneur podcast, where we're building uncommon contractors. That's the focus. We're not doing a big name change or nothing like that. We're still Strongpreneurs, but our focus is to build uncommon contractors, because the truth of the matter is most contractors are on the hamster wheel. Most are not making the profits that they want to make. Most contractors are struggling to find good people, and then when they do, they're struggling to keep those good people, and if they do keep them, they're struggling to get the most out of those people, And we want to be different than that. We want to be uncommon contractors that are living the life that we planned on living when we first hung our shingle on the door and said that we were in business. And so today, as we kick off this first solo cast of the new era, if you want to call it that, I want to revisit a blog article that I wrote quite a while ago on motorhard.com. And that was called Two Words That Will Always Lead to Business Success. And listen, I've never met a contractor or service business owner who didn't want huge amounts of success. And you know, this success can be measured in a ton of different ways, you guys. You know, we could look at whether our sales goals are being met, we've got more free time, more profits, maybe you want to get out of the field as the owner or get more consistent lead flow, whatever it is. Your business success is up to you to define. And so today I want to talk about how you can guarantee that you have that business success no matter how you define it, no matter what the goal is. And not surprisingly, the first of the two words that will lead you toward business success, the one that I just touched on in the whole little intro of the show here today, and by far the biggest mistake contractors and any of us really make, is that we're not clear as to where we're going nor are we consistent in the efforts that it's going to take to get here. So clarity is huge, you guys. We have to be clear, just like I shared my little personal example about this podcast. My coaching business does really well. I'm helping a lot of people. I get emails and social media messages, and I get texts and phone calls and things like that of how much the content that we produce is helping people. But my focus was divided when it came to this podcast. And so this podcast, in my opinion, has been mediocre at best. And so I have to change that, because if I'm not clear, it's never going to get any better. So let's give a quick example of what clarity looks like in your contracting business. Let's say in your marketing, you might have identified a strategy and you say, hey, let's go grow the business 15%. Okay, that example is falling short in the clarity department, and it'll be hard to create a strategy around that. A better goal would be, let's increase the sales of our interior painting projects in Colorado Springs and by 15% in 2016. Okay, from there, then you can begin to ask good questions to create the strategy to get there. Maybe there are certain neighborhoods or types of projects that you like to do. Get clear, okay, on exactly what you want. And then what you'll find is the pieces will start coming together, because you know, there's an old saying that what you focus on improves. All right. So if you're just focusing on growth, that's not specific enough. Maybe you're looking to grow your team, and you need to take some time to get clear on exactly who you need on your team and what their role is. I talk to so many contractors that just go, yeah, I need to hire some people. Okay, well, what do those people do in the business? What are their roles? How are we going to measure their success or them not having success? All right, so get clear on what you want in your business. The second word that I believe that guarantees your success in your contracting business is going to be consistency. How many times have you said that you were going to do something, you were going to have a meeting, or you were going to have a new bonus plan in place, or whatever the heck it is, and then it's fizzled out within a few weeks, okay? Many of us contractors are too quick to throw the towel in when we're marketing our businesses. I talk all over the country about producing great content on your website and blogs and things like that to get more leads and sales, and I tell people that it's a marathon, and then I run into somebody, they go, yeah, I tried that blogging thing, and it didn't work. And usually the conversation plays out something like this. Hey, how often did you blog? And they say, well, every week for 2 months. Well, how long ago did you stop? 6 months ago. Well, no wonder nothing's happening. This is a marathon, you guys. Usually when I create content, I don't see a lead or a sale for several months after I've created that blog post. And that's just one example in your marketing that you have to be consistent. Okay, it doesn't mean that there aren't marketing strategies and tactics out there that will get the phone to ring now, but when you are approaching an overall marathon-like strategy to position your company in the marketplace and establish yourself as an expert in your industry, it's gonna take some time. Okay, so you gotta pick a horse and ride that horse over and over and over. All right, so listen, guys, clarity and consistency matter in all areas of your business. Okay, and like we said, sales, get clear on what you want to sell, who you want to sell it to, follow a system day in and day out. Maybe on the management side, create a clear plan and consistently measure it and then make adjustments. When it comes to being clear and consistent with your people, they've got to have clear roles and descriptions coupled with consistent training. And when you do that, it'll pay off over time. All right, think about your operations. You have to be clear in your operations, clarity in the scope of work, and then have consistent pre-planning of each project, and that's going to turn into winning jobs time and time again. All right, so listen, to this week, slow down, get honest, get clear with yourself, create a plan of attack, and be consistent with it, okay? That's the hard work that it's going to take to build a contracting business that will get you off the hamster wheel, increase the size of your wallet, and all that other good stuff. All right, so listen, before we wrap up today, first, I want to thank you for hanging out with me, for coming back to the Strongpreneur Podcast, and it really means a lot to my team and I that you would give us a few minutes of your week each and every week, and I'm really humbled by that. So listen, on May 4th, I want to invite you to head over to Motorhard, Motorhard.com/ contractor-coaching-group. We are starting our latest contractor group, coaching group, May 4th. It is a 5-week quick hitter type coaching group that is designed to help you do some really good things in your business in under 40 days. Okay, so listen, you're going to learn how to instantly sell your services at higher rates, build a marketing strategy that's in line with your vision and your values. We're going to talk about how to build a team that can function without you, how to know your numbers, and a bunch of other stuff. There'll be a couple bonus webinars like on email marketing and local marketing strategies that work in your contracting business. So that group begins Monday, May 4th, 2016. So head over to motorhard.com/contractor-coaching-group and check that out. Be a part of that and hit me up if you have any questions about that. Don't forget to get involved in the Facebook group. All right, Strongpreneur Nation private Facebook group. Head over to Facebook, type that in, ask for, See, I'm trying to get clear on the word. Admission to the group, okay? Get request access and we'll click a button, we'll let you in. All right, so guys, as Travis brings in these guitars here, remember to get clear on what you want, who you serve, who you are as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a contractor. And until next time, we'll see you guys later, Motorhard.